Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 2, Pratak Lila, Sunrise Pastimes, 6 a.m. to 8:24, Part 3, Srimati Radharani's Bath. After Radharani rises from bed, Lalita and other sakis, weary and staggering as they walk, arrive before Radhika. The Manjaris have arranged everything for Radha's bath beforehand. They are standing waiting near Radha by the bathing platform. As Radhika rises, one Manjari seats her on a comfortable, jeweled inlaid asan. With great affection, beautiful Lalita removes Radhika's jewelry and ornaments. While doing this, it appears that Lalita is picking leaves and flowers from a golden creeper as she removes each ornament and item of jewelry. Manjishta and Rangavati, the daughters of a washerman, offer Radhika a special thin white bathing dress. Radhika brushes her teeth, which gleam like crystals set in rubies, with scented tooth powder rolled in a mango leaf. After deftly cleaning her tongue with a golden tongue scraper, Radhika rinses her mouth with water poured from a golden pitcher by a Manjari. Golden pots full of scented rose water stand waiting beside the enchanting bathing platform. As Radhika sits down on the Snan Vedi, she is surrounded by Manjaris eager to serve her with pots of massage oil and other bathing articles. Two expert manicurists named Nalini and Sugandha then arrive at Radhika's palace. Nalini and Sugandha are highly skilled in hair care, massaging with oil and removing it with scented powders and applying red alta to color the bottom of the feet. Although each and every limb of Radhika's divine form is naturally cool and lustrous, these kinkaris affectionately massage Radha with cool, fragrant Narayan oil and other cooling pastes. The Manjaris thoroughly rub each strand of Radhika's hair with perfumed Amalaki oil. Then they bathe Radha in a shower of water and dry her body with a soft blue towel. The Manjaris joyfully bathe Radhika with golden lotus dipped in large pots of lukewarm rose water. Using soft towels, they squeeze the water from Radha's hair Then Radhika sits on the dressing platform, and they cover her body in two new garments. When a girl becomes a youth, Cupid takes advantage by ornamenting her with erotic desires and gestures. Similarly, the skillful Sakis dress and decorate Radhika just befitting her mourning mood. After drying Radhika's soft, glistening hair with smoke scented from burning aguru crystals, Lalita combs it with an ivory comb inlaid with jewels, which is named Swastida. Lalita decorates Radhika's hair with strands of pearls and bakul flower garlands. And she ties Radha's braid with a red silk ribbons ending in tassels. Golden ornaments are set here and there, and the Shamantaka jewel is tied to the end of Radha's braid. Chitrasakhi lovingly wraps a red petticoat around Radhika's attractively thin waist. This petticoat or slip is tied with a thin red silken rope, which has gold tassels on both ends. Chitra wraps Radhika's elegant body with Radha's famous blue dress known as Megambara. Chitra happily ties a belt of jingling kinkini bells on Radhika's wide hips. This jewel-inlaid belt has red, blue, yellow, green, and white silken tassels hanging from its ends. Vishakha anoints Radhika's arms, breasts, and back with a fragrant powder made of aguru, camphor, chandan, and kunkum. Vishakha applies the Kama Yantra Tilak between Kishori's eyebrows. The Kama Yantra Tilak is a type of circles or bindi. It starts off with a large dot of red kunkum. Then that large dot of red kunkum is encircled by small dots of sandalwood paste. At the base of the large kunkum dot, an even larger circle of sandalwood paste is drawn. And in the center of that larger circle of sandalwood paste, there is a spot of black kasturi in the center. Using kasturi, which is musk, a black substance, Vishakha paints pictures of leaves on both sides of the tilak that extend from Radharani's center of her forehead over her eyebrows and down to her cheeks. Then Vishakha colors Radha's hair part with bright red sindoor, which is the mark of a married woman. Chitrasakhi dips her paintbrush in musk or kasturi and paints flower clusters, lotuses, female dolphins or makaris, mango buds, and crescent moons on Radhika's firm, plump breasts. It seems that Cupid has been disarmed by the bow of Radhika's eyebrows. Before fleeing the battlefield of love, however, Cupid hid his weapons in the storehouse of Radha's beautiful breasts. After painting Radha's breasts, these various designs in black kasturi, female dolphins, makari, mango flower buds, lotuses, and clusters of flowers, and crescent moons. Then Chitra covers Radha's breast with a red blouse embroidered with pearls and jewels. This red blouse looks like a rainbow in a star-studded sky with the sun setting behind two mountains. Rangadevi puts golden earrings shaped like a palm leaf connected to a lotus bud on Radhika's perfectly shaped ears. Rangadevi places a small flower design made of blue sapphires in front. The earring looks like a bee resting on a golden lotus flower. Chitradevi places an elaborate ear ornament that encircles the entire ear and fastens on the top. There are two big sapphires in these earrings, studded with diamonds, rubies, gold, and on the inside they are studded with many pearls. At the bottom there is a huge pearl suspended from a golden stud. These two earrings glitter more brilliantly than the sun. Vishaka draws a black dot of kasturi, musk, on Radhika's beautiful chin with a jeweled pencil. That black kasturi bindu looks like a black bee sitting on the tip of a golden lotus petal. Radha's eyes are wide and elongated, and her nose curves like the beak of a parrot. Beneath Radha's nose hangs an elegant pearl, more beautiful than a lavani fruit. Radhika's eyes are like thirsty chakora birds, eager to drink the nectar from the spotless moon of Shyam Sundar's gorgeous blue lotus face. Noticing this, Vishakha decorates the borders of Radha's eyes with black kajal mascara that shines just like the bodily luster of Krishna. Radhika's thin neck is shaped like a beautiful conch shell. Because Radha's neck defeats the beauty of the conch shell symbol on Krishna's hand, Vishakha anticipates that Krishna may grab Radha's neck. Therefore, Vishakha covers Radha's neck with a special choker resembling a row of golden leaves inset with jewels. Vishakha adorns the base of Radhika's neck with a golden swan locket, having a chain of diamonds and blue sapphires that complement Srimati's lovely face. Then she hangs Sri Radha's famous pearl necklace named Gostana on her breasts. This necklace is interspersed with gold and blue sapphire beads. Next, Vishakha places a necklace strung with pearls, rubies, sapphires, coral, moonstone, and golden beads. Then Vishakha drapes a dazzling necklace of pearls. Lapis lazuli and golden beads in the shape of amalaki fruits around Radhika's exquisite neck. Once during Ras Lila, Radhika became completely overwhelmed with Shyam's spectacular dancing. To honor his beloved Radhika, Shyam graced her neck with his own gunjamala. Vishakha places the gunjamala, which is as celebrated as Raj Lakshmi herself, on Srimati. She adorns Radhika's chest with a radiant pearl necklace called a kavali, which resembles a galaxy of stars hosting a huge pearl in the center, appearing like the full moon. Finally, Vishakha decorates Radhika with a golden swan locket inlaid with rubies and diamonds. This attractive ornament hangs on a golden chain and has a large blue sapphire in the middle. All these necklaces adorning Radhika are tied with silken tassels that hang down in succession behind Radhika's back. It appears that the Creator has used these tassels to form a stairway leading from Radha's large hips up her braid to her head. Vishakha ties the Navaratna, 9 jewels for each major planet, armlets called Hari Rangada on Radhika's arms, with black silken threads that hang in elegant tassels. Lalita Devi places dazzling blue sapphire bangles on Radhika's wrists. These bangles resemble a swarm of black bees drinking the honey oozing from the red lotus flower palms of Radha. Next to these bangles, Lalita puts golden bangles inset with pearls. It appears that the sun, moon, and Rahu have all met together. Many attractive tassels dangle from the center. They are tied to an array of radiant jewels and a golden coverture. The fine golden chain on the back of Radhika's hand is fastened to the rings and bangles on her wrists. The name Radha is inscribed in the center of this ornament, which is called Vipaksha Mada Mardini. Vipaksha Mada Mardini, because its elegance defeats the pride of all Radhika's attractively dressed rivals, like Chandravali. Vishakha places jeweled studded bangles on Radhika's ankles. Tinkling like chirping chatiki birds, these bangles steal the patience of Krishna's swan-like mind. Then Vishakha fastens Radhika's sweet-sounding ankle bells, which are called Ratnagopura, the doorway to gems. These ankle bells teach the art of sonorous singing to the swans gliding in the Yamuna. Chitradevi sets Radhika's jeweled toe rings that astonish the creator with their effulgence and craftsmanship. Vishakha smiles and puts a wonderful blue lotus flower in Radhika's right hand to conclude her dressing. Narmada, the daughter of a garland maker, brings this flower every day, this Nila Kamala, or Lila Kamal. Seeing that the time is right, Sugandha, a barber's daughter, holds a full-length jeweled mirror before Radhika. Seeing the unparalleled beauty of her reflection, Radhika anxiously desires to meet Shama Sundar and please him with her beauty. The gopi's service of dressing Radha will attain perfection the moment Govinda relishes Radha's indescribable beauty. As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami's mature service, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva, and the blessing of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the second chapter of Govinda Lila Amrita is now complete.